place to be. Just wait and see.
Hello. So thank you so much for agreeing to this.
So could you start by just telling me about a little bit about what you've studied and what you're doing?
So I studied my Master of Business Administration in Software Enterprise Management with Finance. That was followed by Bachelor's of Technology in Electronics and Communication Engineering.
Okay.
And what
so,
are you doing right now?
2008, I completed my studies. Since then, I'm working. So at present, I'm working with a company named Accenture. So this is an IT consulting firm, and I'm into IT consulting. Basically, I'm into supply chain consulting, business consulting, along with the application consulting as well.
Okay, that sounds amazing. It's like a fun project you've done.
I have done multiple projects, difficult to count now. It's been a long journey.
Yeah, but just your favorite one.
I guess there was one which was really tough. If I see overall Middle East clients and certain East of Europe, they are a little tough clients to handle. That's what I can say. And yeah, but overall it was nice. So whenever the journey is tough, you learn, you grow out of it. And that's what happened with me. So I was happy coming out of it and was through it nicely.
I like it. So what first inspired you to pursue a career in STEM?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I lost. I think there was a network glitch at my end.
So I was asking, what first inspired you to pursue a career in STEM?
Basically, okay, how to start? It was really long. So when I completed my education, it was more into definitely into consulting only because it was software enterprise management. That's what in MBA, a lot of case studies and things go on. You try to solve the issues. If there is a problem statement, you always try to come up with certain solutions, certain workarounds. So that's how it all started. Science was always my background. I gained the technology with time. I evolved. And yes, I never applied my education directly where engineering is involved. However, that always helps you understand the basic nature of work. So that's helpful. I would not say that 2 + 2 anytime helped me. But yeah, that always helps me building the intelligence over what I have learned over a period of time. So
that makes sense.
Yeah, it was all so, as I said, MBA really prepared me well for consulting. And I was fortunate enough that my first opportunity from college only, it was into consulting. So I started doing that. Then I also joined Samsung, where I really learned a lot about supply chain, because that was not a consulting role, but that was into operations. Post which, again, I started with consulting. Then it was really good. So since then, I'm on and on. So I started as a consultant who used to follow in that movie, was part of team. Then I started taking the delivery roles. Then eventually I shifted to pre-sales for a while. Then I led the pre-sales for the entire SEAN's region. Now I look into pre-sales and delivery both. So that's how the journey evolved. Yeah. And my journey in terms of technology, I've always used ERP as a tool to deliver the solution to different clients. So I have worked in SAP Business One, I have worked in SAP R3, I have worked in SAP ECC, then I have worked in Oracle. So yeah, it's a nice exposure, I would say, that I have received.
I loved your answer. Okay, so what was your experience in school or university as a woman who was in the STEM field?
In school, I never thought so. I mean, I would say in my time, I was very straightforward. In my childhood days, I always wanted to be an athlete. I was good in sports, so I just wanted to be an athlete. However, as a traditional family and a middle class during those 90s days, it was like you have to be either a doctor or an engineer. And that's how, because my father was working in Bharat Heavy Electricals Limited, so definitely technology was always around me. So I pursued with maths, I was good with maths. I had an ambition at that time to go for medical, so I opted for biology and maths, PCMB, in standard 12. I got through dental in Jollygrad, but I did not want to go somehow in dental line. I wanted to go as a pediatrist. But then eventually I joined engineering and then went ahead. And then it was always a nice blend. I and consulting, then blend, that's what I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
But in university, like when you were in college, were you ever discriminated because you were a girl?
I never felt so. And I'm very proudly, I'm telling you, I was in school, I was raised very strong-headed by my father. Generally, I used to be a single girl and I was always in a co-education schooling. So boys or girls, they never affect. I am from Delhi Public School. There, they really give equal opportunity to girl and boy. I never felt so. And my home, it was very, it had a very open environment where I could go with girls, I could go with boys. Never felt any such bias during my schooling. Rather, I would say my personality was a little bit tomboyish. I used to get bullied for it by my colleagues, my batchmates, but it was fine. I dealt it.
Okay. Yeah. Are there any? Yeah.
It
Okay.
happens, I guess, with everyone. It doesn't matter whether you are a female or not. It happens with boys. It happened with me. But it was good. I was body shamed always because I was quite fat when I was a child. And since I was not feminine, my clothes were always, because I have an elder brother. So generally, I used to wear the passed on clothes. So definitely, I was not never wearing a feminine attire. But it was fine because I think my mindset and my family played a very good role over there. I never even remembered if I was part of it. No, I never. I'm rather, you will be surprised to know, I'm into logistics consulting, where females, the number of females is really low. But I did not face anything. I don't have any, I think my salary is far much better what I take home. Quite competitive. So, no. It never came to me. Yeah.
That's
Or maybe
amazing.
it came, but I was raised and I did not see myself with a different eye because I know that there are certain things which are faced by boys as well. So probably that's the case.
I love that perspective. Very nice. Okay, so if there's something that you could say to people who want to take STEM in the future, like young girls or young boys, what would you tell them?
Just go ahead. Think. It's not that science, technology, maths, engineering, it's not that only consulting or something. Even some designing, maybe a fashion industry, maybe a anything and everything today is going to use STEM that we all know. So don't hesitate. If your hobby is different, but you are taking some other subject, if you want to amalgamate, if someone always want to be a gamer, you can use your skill. STEM is there as well. I don't
That's
think
me.
there is no field, right? If someone has biology, they don't want to go in medical, go in biotech. There's so much study, research, and everything going on. It's an open world today. I see the opportunities are enormous. It's just you should know what you want to do. And that also comes with time. You cannot decide today. I cannot decide today that after 10 years I want to do this. I may have a vision, but I should be open for newer opportunities because everything evolves, right? After 10 years, things will be evolving. I may not have that in my vision today. So you should be open.
That brings me right to my next question. Are there any skills or mindsets that you would tell a young person who wants to take STEM to have?
Before engineering, make sure that your life concepts are clear. When I say life concepts, say for example, you say for ex any child wants to go and wants to work in, say for example, since I am in the logistics supply chain, it's a part of supply chain in logistics. So that person should know, okay, what is logistics? Why logistics? What helps? It includes packaging, it includes the best route, it includes optimization within a container, it's going, which route, rail, ocean. The basic concepts should be clear. So whatever you are studying at present in the course to all the students, engineering students, whatever you are doing, just don't cram up and go and give the exam. That will not help. Try to understand the concept so that when the time comes, you can utilize your mind and you don't have to go back and look into your books because then you won't have time.
I love that. Okay, have you had any mentors or role models that helped shape your path?
Role models, yes. So it was the year 2009, 13, yeah, 2013. I happened to see Indra Nooyi speaking and had a chance to meet Mr. Ratan Tata just for a few minutes. Yes, it was inspiring. So I was speaking in one of the conferences where I met a lot of people. And I don't have a single role model because I really like and admire Mr. Ratan Tata, who knew everything and yet very humble. And he didn't lose that touch of humanity from him. And I
Yeah.
really appreciate how confidently Indra Nooyi, without looking at the books or papers, her facts and figures are always ready. Not only that, I also admire our ex Home Minister Smriti Rani. If you have heard her speaking in Lok Sabha, she always speaks with facts and figures, right? There are very few politicians who speak with facts and figures, like Nitin Gadkari, right? So Obama always knew about his administration facts and figures. So these are the personalities we should look for. So once wherever you are, in whichever domain you are, your homework should be always completed.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you ever felt underestimated or outnumbered during a project you are doing, and how did you handle it?
Underestimated project comes with one thing or the other. There are human beings who are handling it. Wherever you are, you have a project manager, you have a company, or you are answerable where your profitability matters when you are delivering. So yes, definitely people underestimate at different point of times, but when you give results, they just shut up themselves. You don't need to react every time. So you just need to wait and watch. It's okay. Let them speak whatever they do. It generally happens in corporate world. It will happen because everyone wants to prove their point and they want those brownie points. It is the culture there, sadly. But if you're working hard, your work will never be hidden. It speaks for itself. Generally, this happens.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay, what's something you wish you knew before you entered this field?
That's a good one.
The
It's really
question
difficult
mark.
to recollect because my journey has been, I was blessed by God, I would say. When I entered, I really get good mentors. And the team was very good. I was absorbed like very smoothly. And I never faced that challenge of being a woman or something. Yeah, this is one thing which I just clicked my mind is someone should have told me that health is equally important because when I started working, I became workaholic very soon. And the good part is you get a lot of good results career-wise and everything. However, in long-term, health really suffers. So if someone would have told me right from day one, then I would have paid attention to it. I think that is one thing which I ignored. I remember in Mumbai, I was in KPIT Commons. I don't know whether you know this. It existed earlier. Now it has been split up and was acquired by BirlaSoft later on. So I was the only female person who used to work in the office where we had around 50 people. And then there was one who was Ramya, who was on client side or working from home. But I was just absorbed. I never felt. I think it's more how you treat yourself. If you're conscious, you'll be always conscious. Yeah. And you'll be surprised to know that because this is one incident which came and now I'm recollecting everything. There was one person who came to me and who was talking to me. And suddenly, while explaining things, I remember this happened with me once. He came very near to me and he was speaking in my ear. And somehow, without any hesitation, I said, Satmar. And it was very normal because I also kept it normal. I did not create a dramatic scene over there. And same that he also said, oh, sorry, I didn't. I said, I understand. Now tell me, what is it? So you warn at the same time. You make it normal so that the work goes. That person knows, or the entire company of yours, whosoever you are with, they know that you are a strong-minded person with your vision and goal very clear, and there is no nonsense.
Anything else about this topic before we move to the next question?
No, I guess this is what I have.
Okay, so how are you able to balance your personal life with the demands of your work?
Segregate your time. If I talk to myself, then I know my official commitments very well. I know my personal commitments very well. So whatever comes, you just give time to everyone. If you have given an hour time to it, just stick to it that you are giving an hour time. Professionally as well, if you're giving an hour to the meeting, conclude that meeting in an hour. Prepare for the meeting before you go. You should not be unprepared for any meeting. My child, I have a 1 year daughter at present at home who is really a time consuming creature right now. So I know what I have to do with her the first hour. So what I start my day early morning and then when 7 to 8 is her time, whatever happens, I give 7 to 8 to her. And I know very well in the night only that what I have to do with her in those 60 minutes. That should be always with everyone. If you're able to do that, you are good to go. You should have a free time, but yes, because everything is important. You cannot go long in your career if your personal life is not balanced.
I agree to that. Okay, do you have any creative outlets or hobbies that you do if you have any free time or you want to recharge?
Oh, yes. I usually go on outings. So I have a few things. Always, I said that every once in a 3 month, I make sure that we are going for a family trip because my family structure is that my husband is working. I have 3 kids to take care of. And so what I do when the elder ones are at home, I make sure that my calendar matches with them. And when they're not at home, then I make sure that once in 3 months, I go either within town, we go out of the house for 2 days, 2 nights, or somewhere out of station, out of country, wherever. And every week, I make sure that I cook one meal for my family. It can be a salad, it doesn't matter. But it's just spending time together, maybe watching a movie, going out. Today only we went to Rajghat in the morning. So we spent a good quality time. So, yeah, certain activities have to be there.
What's something fun or very unexpected about your job?
Oh, about my job. The
Yeah,
fun
what you
thing
do.
is, see, I'm a person who loves traveling and really like exploring new places. So I visit a lot of countries, and that's really a good part of my job. And people think that it's so bored, it's going to time zone, different time zone. I have worked like going from right from south and from Indonesia to Malaysia to London to Denmark. So all different time zones and I have covered in 10, 15 days, but I like it. That motivates me more rather because I really like exploring new cities, new culture. I'm very fond of it.
Okay, you said you visited so many countries. So, what's been your favorite trip to a country, like for work or like a vacation, anything?
Oh, you'll be surprised. I have a very memorable trip. That's of Thailand. I know it's not US, it's not Greece, it's not Germany, but it's Thailand. Why? Because it was a considerable trip where I could take all my family members over there. Generally, wherever I go for more than 15 days, I make sure that my family joins me. So generally, my husband, he joins me on the trip. But Thailand was one trip where my parents were there with me for 15 good days. That was a new experience altogether. We were so happy. So it was really nice. And I was amazed the way my parents adapted over there. So it was
Yeah.
fun. Work-wise, I believe working in New York was really good. Denver is one place which is really good. They're professionals and the life, I would say, you get quality life.
I agree. Okay, so
Sorry?
where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years in terms of your personal life, in terms of your work life, both of them?
Professional life, I'll be growing more, of course. If I can have more things in my kitty, I would love time because I really love at my work also evolving. I keep studying. That's also one of my hobby. At this point of time also, I'm pursuing my project management. I am from IIM Indore. So I keep studying. That's I do after every 2 years or 3 years. I join some program to keep me updated every time. Then I join in hobbies. I join postal level. I join swimming. I join belly dancing. I can join any hobby. I'm a human being. I need a refresh button after all. Yes, it keeps me motivated and gives me positive energy.
That makes sense. I like it. So again, where do you see yourself in 10 years in your professional life? Dream on.
Exploring more business lines, and hopefully, I'll have one of my own. And personally, I feel where will be I? Oh, personally, I'll be sitting on a couch with all the three kids yelling at me for something or the other, to be honest. It's
I guess
how it
that's like
is.
a part of being a mother, right?
Oh, yes. Always complaining. And I'm happy with it. Till the time they are complaining, it's good.
Okay, this entire podcast was about representation of women in STEM. So what representation in STEM means to you? What do you think more can be done in it? How can we include more people?
Have new ideas. Have your own ideas. That's very important. You can experiment a lot, but don't experiment by the book. Everywhere, what happens is there are certain cognitive skills what we need for STEM. You need innovation. So you need a lot of cognitive skills, right? You need to predict what's gonna happen. You need to plan things. You need to formulate. Define first and then formulate, but don't go always by the book. That's what I always keep telling everyone. You need to experiment, but not by the book.
I agree. All right. So, what are you most excited about in the future of this industry? Like, of course, there's so many changes that are coming up. What's one thing you're very happy to see happening?
See, AI is definitely challenging, right? It is coming everywhere, it will come. So with coming up, what I see is that I would use an analogy here. Test cricket is now IPL cricket. You used to have 1 day, 2 day matches earlier. You had then 50 over match. Now it is 20 over match, right? So with 20 over match, what's the difference? It's the agility. It's not only the critical thinking, it's also you need to be prompt with it. So something which you are learning today, it may in our time, or I would say even before me, it may have survived for a longer duration. But now whatever will come will have a short span. Hence, we need to have our basic functionalities, basic functions, basic clear because we need to evolve. New technology is going to come very soon. We need to evolve, and we can only do. There's so many examples which I can give you. I'm not sure.
Can give me examples? It's okay.
I'm not sure how you understand ERPs if you know what an ERP is. Do you know what an ERP is? You understand what a software is, right?
I do.
So every software has a functionality, okay? But it's very easy. Jarvis is a fictional character from Iron Man Avengers, if you know that. You don't get it. Okay, there are a lot of set of softwares with one functionality or the other functionality or anything else. But if you know what can be done in an individual software and what can be achieved integrating the software, if you know what this one particular software is basically for and what are the periphery functionalities which have been built in that software to support other things, then you will know if you integrate this software with the other software, how things can be helpful for a business problem. But if you do not understand that what are the core features of it, you just know the periphery of it, you will never know that how should things work, how what will happen. So I keep telling, just don't restrict yourself. Explore everything to all the team members so we all grow.
Okay, a fun question. If you could collaborate with anyone in the world, living or dead, who would you want to do it with?
I have to collaborate. Why not Sundar Pichai? It will be fun.
Okay, elaborate about that a little bit.
I would really like to see how he works, how I can improve, because collaborating means I will have an exposure to his vision, and I would like to learn from it.
I loved your answer. Okay, do you have any fun stories related to your work? Something that was really funny, something that was really interesting at work?
My journey in Delhi, but after that, I had a little break because of my health issues, and I restarted from Mumbai. And that was so fun working. And eventually, what happened, there were five of us from the same college, MBA. So we were of the same batch, and we used to really have good fun. And we used to work and work. I remember working till 4 a.m. in the office, and then all five of us will go out. Because now it's 4 a.m. We do not want to sleep. We do not want to go home. We just want to go out. So we will, because it was Mumbai, so it was convenient. So we used to go by the sea, have a stroll, and then return. And then again, we are in office at 11 a.m. And it was really fun. So working with the batchmates. And then I remember I went to Singapore with one of my clients. So it was his first travel outside India. Yeah. And he was very excited that we are going to Singapore because Singapore Airport, Changi Airport is really famous. So he really wanted, and I think I was going for second or third time to Singapore, maybe fourth. So we were there for a conference and he was attending and I was the speaker there. And then what we did was because we had to attend the conference in the during daytime. So post the conference, we used to go out and really explore Singapore. So he was like buying, and he was on shopping spree. He was buying something for his spouse and buying something for some colleagues and this and that, chocolates. Oh my God, there was. Then suddenly he realized his bill was really high. He said, "Isha, I have taken so many things and you haven't bought anything." I said, "No, I'll buy whatever I want." He said, "What do you want to do?" So I said, "I want to drive a car. If the time permits, let's go and rent a car and then go." He said, "Really? Are you allowed?" So I said, "No, I mean, you can, if you are an Indian over here, you can do it for 30 days." It was the norm that in those days. So I went, and then somehow we can arrange, and we had a Maserati in our hand, and he felt very well. And suddenly he said, "You know, Isha, I felt that I wasted all my money, and you did not suggest me what to buy. You just let me on a free shopping spree." I said, "Look, your whole family is going to be so happy. My family do not expect me to bring anything because I have not spoiled them from day one." I said, "Okay, that's a little." I said, "No, don't do that because your family is going to really remember me for not many good things." But then, you know what happened? We had a very good time. The bond was good. He started a business and I'm the partner over there. So the friendships always grow into very positive outcomes. So you are meeting anyone for some work or for some meeting, I believe you should give 100%. So you should not restrict yourself, oh, this is work. It was my hobby where we interacted. And then in future, we had certain things that we could work out. So likewise, I have a lot of professional relationships which are more than professional in a very positive sense. And the outcome is good. Just be you. Don't be like, okay, don't fall into the trap which many people do. Don't try to impress others.
That makes sense. I love it. Okay, so was there ever a moment in your entire career, from the moment you ended your education to now, where you almost gave up, where you were so discouraged?
I give up every day. I literally give up every day. There are times, I mean, specifically last 15 days, I'm not taking a single leave. Even Sundays are working, Mondays, Friday, Saturday, everything is working for me because the work is too much. Definitely, I try my level best to balance, but when it is too much and you are have to do, then you lose a little balance. Definitely, it hits me and say, oh my God, it's over today. But then if you are able to balance in the non-critical days of your life, with the family, then the family only boosts you, supports you. And when I look, I have a team. Arna, if I give up, what example am I going to set? Then my spouse is always there with me. Why are you getting worried? Just go ahead. It's okay because all days are not good days in office, believe me. You will have a lot of debates. You will have a lot of things going on. There will be certain things which you really do not want to do, but you're bound to do because you are under a contract. A lot of things come in. So it's not only fun. There are bad days as well. But it's okay. It's perfectly fine.
Okay, now our last question. If there's any one thing that you could change about your industry or your work, what would you do?
Stop coming up with the expectations. Give the newcomers some time. They are not going to deliver. So for first 2 years, they are profit consumers. They're not at all givers. So that's where generally the companies and the generation has to be a little loyal. At least for my professor in MBA, Professor DeBas, he always used to say, if you're gonna work very hard for first 3 years of your professional career life, you're gonna be really happy in future. And that's true. First 3 years of life is like you don't have to look anywhere. Just walk. Have a grasp.
I loved it. I loved all your answers. Thank you so much for talking to me. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thank you for the interview again.
And you don't need to be formal with me. That's something least I expect from you.
But I need to put it at the end of my podcast.
Oh,
Thank you
yes.
so much for that.
Most welcome, Sarah. Love to hear from you always.
So I'll catch you later.
Sure. All right. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye. Take care.